This is episode 5 of the iGuide Korea podcast. In this month's episode, we interview the CEO of More Korea and the Yeongpyeong Mountain Bike Park, Eun Kwang Baek, or simply just call him Baek. Baek runs the only chairlift access downhill mountain bike park in South Korea. Located at Yeongpyeong Resort, one of the venues for the 2018 Winter Olympics, the mountain bike park had simple beginnings with only two major trails. 4 years and lots of digging later, Baek has transformed the resort into an adventure destination. His efforts have attracted local and international attention, including visits from the legendary Austrian biker Marcus Stokel and French slopestyle specialist Yannick Granary. Yannick came to Yeongpyeong with Eurosport for the 2018 Olympics and made a video on the mountain bike park, where the link to the video is below in the show notes. Baek is a super friendly and motivated biker who truly wants to see South Korea's mountain biking reach its potential. He's super accessible. You can reach him on Facebook, and he's even offered to give his phone number. Give him a call if you decide to go, and you definitely should. See you out there, everyone, and enjoy the episode.
I got Korea. Get out and play. Adventures and hiking. Mountain bike and climbing, custom tours of the great outdoors, mountaintops you've never seen before. I got Korea.
Welcome back to the iGuide Korea podcast, where we interview the movers and the shakers of the Korean outdoor adventure scene. Today we are in beautiful Yeongpyeong Ski Resort. Yeongpyeong Ski Resort is actually where they had the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics. It's in the northeastern part of South Korea. This place is the oldest ski resort in South Korea, and it is beautiful. They have done so much work here for the Olympics. It's like nestled deep in the mountains. I really feel like I'm back home sometimes when I'm out here. I love coming out here. And I love coming out here not only in the winter to go skiing and snowboarding, but I love coming out here to go mountain biking when the snow is all wet and visit my friend Baek, who is the CEO of Yeongpyeong's Mountain Bike Park. Welcome, Baek. How's it going, buddy?
Thanks, Eddie. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day today, huh?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm excited to go biking after this interview too. But could you just introduce yourself to the people, to our audience? Give us a little more information about you and your background.
Okay, this is Baek, and who is in charge of Yeongpyeong MTB Park, and also I'm the CEO of More Korea.
Wow, okay, so how long have you been involved with the mountain bike industry?
Wow, it's a long story. To make a story short, and let's go back to 1997, and I start to ride cross-country bike in New Zealand, and I really enjoyed that. So I tried to open my own business, and which is More Korea. And initially I start to import some of the bikes and the components from the state in Taiwan. And as you can see, mainstream of my business has been changed to make the bike park and run the bike park in Korea.
What were you doing in New Zealand in the first place?
At that time, because I studied nothing to do with bike industry, which is the ski area management. But it's good experience though, because now I'm in the ski resort anyway for some different reason.
Yep. Wait, so you went to New Zealand for school, you studied ski resort management?
Yep, okay. I finished my university there and got quite a field experience in the second year, and one of the biggest commercial ski resort in New Zealand as well.
Okay, so well, that makes perfect sense, right? So you started your studies in ski resort management, then you came to Yeongpyeong to open up the mountain bike park, right? So how long have you been involved with Yeongpyeong and the ski resort management here?
I started to run this bike park since 2015, so it's going to be the fourth year this year.
Fourth year, yeah. Right on. Congratulations, buddy. When did you first start thinking about the mountain bike park? Like, when did the seed first enter your head and you were thinking, you know what, Yeongpyeong could be a perfect place for a mountain bike park? When did that all start?
To be honest, I have no idea once I start this business, because simply the question I was asking to myself was, there are so many different skill research in Korea. It's more than 20. But I was wondering why there are no bike park in South Korea. So simple as that. Why not in South Korea? That's how I started.
Oh, well, that's a good question. I remember that there used to be, when I first started mountain biking in South Korea, there used to be one in Jisan, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, it didn't last very long from what I remember. It maybe lasted one or two seasons?
I think 3 years.
It lasted 3 years. Yeah. Okay. Now, it kind of unfortunately went away. You're going into your fourth season here. And not only are you going into your fourth season, you are growing every year. If any of you guys are on Facebook, go check out Beck's Facebook page. We'll put a link on it on the show notes. He's always building. He's always out there. So what I've got to ask you, especially since like yesterday was rainy, what gets you motivated to go outside, build trails? What gets you motivated to do that kind of stuff, especially when it's raining cats and dogs?
Wow, that's a really good question, Eddie. But at first, it's good to know and good to have someone like you and always keep your eyes on my Facebook. And
I'm always watching you, buddy.
And I just love being nature, and also I love to challenge. And there are so many different things. And also I like drawings. It's just like I have every single day a new green canvas and drawing a picture. And writer cheer for every single my move. And they just keep their eyes on and how I developed, how I make change. So I would say it's all start from writer's passion.
Right.
Yep.
Right on.
That's why they I try to meet their expectation and satisfaction. That's why I try to make my crew and me, myself, and try to work harder.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
So give us a little bit of, I know it's only been 4 years ago, but give us a little bit of the timeline, the history. So I remember when I first came here, you had maybe two lines. You had Paradise, right? That was the very first trail that you guys made. And then you had one more, I forget, like, I think it was an offshoot of Paradise. Now, how many trails do you guys have right now?
I don't know, actually. But I think there are more than 15 ways for the riders to ride bike park.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've made 15 trails, starting from one. And then right now, if you can't see, you'll see it in the video, but we are in a beautiful little lounge that Beck has made. Tell us about the wood, because this is an interesting story. Tell us about the wood and how you made this lounge here for the mountain bikers.
It's one of the big challenges to run a bike park, like in this one of the biggest commercial resort, is to have a good harmony with the Yongpyeong resort,
right.
Which means the one of the gentlemen called Myungnae Kim, who is the boss of sports assistant department, and he's quite supportive. So we just see every single different point of view, but we discuss, and if we want to do right away, we just do it.
Wow.
So a good cooperation leave for me, I mean, to have these kinds of beautiful chalet and Yongpyeong as well.
So yeah, Yongpyeong has been really supportive of mountain biking and your efforts here. I think that's so awesome. But what about the wood?
It was really lucky for me to have these kinds of chalet, and it's all start from the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of different guys from Austria, and they promote some of the Olympic building for the state, Sweden and Switzerland as well. And one of the guy, I think he has a big name, and in this bike industry, his name is Marco Stokel.
Okay.
And we work together. And he gave me some good idea, so that's why I have this chalet.
Well, the chalet is beautiful. The wood here apparently is like 400-year-old Norwegian wood, or where's it from?
It's from Sweden, all different places.
All different places?
Yep.
It smells great. It smells like I'm in BC, actually. It's beautiful here. The Winter Olympics, you've met a lot of interesting people, I imagine, right? A lot of great athletes. And not only that, you actually had one... most famous mountain bikers visit your resort a couple of years ago. Was it last year or a couple of years ago?
Wow, you remember well.
Yeah, right, of course.
Right. And yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
I was really surprised because I didn't know who he was at first, but he was trying to take a film for Pyeongchang Olympic, but by accident he knew there is one bike park in Yongpyeong. That's why. And I got really good experience with him. And his name is Yannick Ranieri, from France. And he found there are a lot of potential from YP. And I would say over 10 years, you could make like a whistle in Asia.
Wow. So Yannick, when he came here, he had no idea there was going to be a mountain bike park here?
No.
Really?
No.
He just kind of like came to Yongpyeong to check out the Olympics, and there's like a mountain bike park here for him.
Right.
Wow. So which bike did he use? Did he use your bikes?
No, he just brought his own bike.
Oh, okay.
And the professional filmmaker from France.
Okay.
I think they got that kind of order from the Eurosport. That is the big thing.
Wow. So you can also find that video on Beck's Facebook page, right?
Right.
Yannick's video on Beck's Facebook page, and I imagine you can find it on Yannick's page as well. But it's a great little, it's actually a well-made film about the resort and all the trails that's here. And so he said that in about 10 years that this place could really blow up, be the Whistler of Asia, he said, right?
Yeah, that's true. Not only him, because I got another chance to meet one of the celebrities from this bike industries. As I said earlier, Marcus Stokel, he's the legend in this industry. And he found a lot of potential. And also Jimmy from New Zealand is taking trail captain in one of the biggest bike park. And he's so, it's amazing. This place is gonna be big in the future. So it's good to know, have somebody out there and good connection. And it's all lucky.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. Those are really good vibes. So what are they think can happen here? What do they see? What vision do they see for Yongpyeong? Did you guys talk about that? Like, you guys could do this. Oh, you guys could do this. Have you had any kind of like opinions and suggestions by them?
Right. at first, they were really fascinated with all the facilities around Yongpyeong. We have more than 3,000 units for the accommodation only. And also, as you can see, all the mountains are beautiful. And a good level of having good bike park. And there are more than 20 lifts. So now I'm running at the moment just one lift for the MTB park. But sooner or later, I hope that we're gonna have more than two.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Yeah, right on. And any plans for the gondola to be opened up as well?
It is still on the plan. Mm-hmm. And the big competition, bike competition, is coming up on this September.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's true. And they're going to start from the top of the mountain, from the super downhill. And once it happens, maybe there will be much room for me to use the gondola as well.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So this is, which competition is this? Which mountain bike race is this one?
They used to run only for the cross-country bike and under the name of Gyochun, but it's going to be the first year. Actually, it's the same as my opening year as well.
Okay.
So they're a big company. They're a chicken company.
Yeah, that's right.
Believe it or not. And they start to run the downhill, super downhill, and cross-country, and dual slalom, and hill climbing as well.
Oh, wow. So they're doing like all the races here.
Exactly.
All the competitions. For those of you guys who don't know, Gyochun is a, it's a fried chicken restaurant chain, is it? Yeah, and they're actually really, really big. If you ever come to Korea, fried chicken in South Korea, you wouldn't think so, right? But it is incredible here. So that's going to be a big race, and that'll be in September.
Mm-hmm.
And the gondola will be open. You'll have cross country here. Oh, that I remember when Giant had their race here.
Yeah.
That was an awesome race.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. And because you have facilities like on resort, you have like accommodations on resort, it was just like easy access in and out. So if you guys are here in September, if you're here in September 2018, do we have a date yet?
Yep. We have the 8th to 9th.
the 8th to the 9th, September 8th to the 9th, make sure you come out to, if you're not going to compete, come and watch. But competing at these Korean events, it's kind of like a, I mean, yes, it is competitive, but, you know, would you agree with me, Beck, that it's more fun? You know, it's not really like super, super competitive. It's just like people coming out to have a good time, right?
Yeah, but that is another part of my plan for the future, because people out there try to help me. And I'm planning to have, I mean, I'm dreaming to have the UCI in Korea.
Oh, wow. And
so many different, the various promotion like World Class and Crankworks in Asia as well. But I'm still working on it. And but apart from that, October, for example, it's gonna be the fourth Yongpyeong Enduro Festival happen. So they're gonna be the last month for this season. So I'm gonna make more and more for the riders and for the spectators, and make the MTB a park or this business bigger.
Right on. So more people could enjoy it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
As a pastime, as a hobby, as something to watch. That's great. So your race, this is the October race that you're talking about, the Enduro race. That's going to be more Korea Yongpyeong kind of thing, or what?
Yeah,
what is that?
Basically, hosted by me.
Hosted
but
by you.
I mean, I work with the Yongpyeong,
right.
So they sponsor me as well. So we do have the more than 150, but plus the spectators, maybe 300. So for 2 days, they enjoy just riding at the park, just a normal day, but they can enjoy and the competition as well.
And do you have a date for that yet?
Not yet this year, because the big competition is already set it up.
Right.
So I just keep my eyes on when the date is available.
Okay, so you guys make sure you keep your eyes posted on his Facebook page. Keep it posted on our Facebook page, and we'll keep you notified. So we're going to take a little break here, and we'll get to some of Beck's stories that he'll share with us about mountain biking in South Korea. Okay, and we're back with Yongpyeong's mountain bike resort CEO, Beck. Beck, we're here in beautiful Yongpyeong. We got riders going up on the list right now. We're outside. The weather's great. But it probably wasn't easy to come to this stage, right? You probably felt like a lot of pushback, a lot of challenges. People saying, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, it's too hard. You know, oh, it's not for Korea right now. So can you tell us some of the challenges that you faced in creating this mountain bike resort?
Okay, that's a really good question, because I start with the not professional point, because I didn't have much information. But to run a bike park in one of the biggest ski resort is one of my big burden as well, to meet their expectation and satisfaction. But I think all the riders helped me out, and I don't spend much time riding at the park. But I love watching riders riding on the trails, and they leave a bunch of movie through the social media. So it gives me a lot of idea and figure out how I can make it better. And another thing is to have a good harmony with the Yongpyeong Resort. Especially, I really appreciate one of the gentlemen called Myungnae Kim, who is the boss of sport assistant department. And he's quite, he has got open-minded. And also, even we are different part of the business, but he's always supportive and try to listen my idea, and I also try to listen his idea, and we have good teamwork as well.
So when you first brought the idea to Yongpyeong, or when you first started in your first year, did you get like these negative people like that saying like, oh, 이거는 잘 안 될 거야, oh, this is not going to work, you know, look at G-san, it didn't work, this isn't going to work. Did you get those kind of people, those doubters? Did you hear those kinds of things?
Wow, that's the point. And I think 9 out of 10, they think it's negative.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
That must have been hard.
But the thing is, I have no choice, because I said earlier, and why not in South Korea?
Yeah.
So It's nothing to do with the money, because I have more long-term plan. And but I just go for it. And the writers helped me out, and they gave me a bunch of feedback. I love communication with writers and their feedback. So I really appreciate all the Korean writers, even and people out of the Korea as well.
Yeah, every time I write something, you're always right on it. You're like replying right back. I'm just like, what? So it almost seems like you're on your phone all the time. But my point is, that's not my point. My point is that you're on it. You know, someone makes a comment, you're on it. You're replying. Someone says thanks, you're on it. Someone puts up a video, you're on it. You're like, thank you. It's great vibe. And I can understand why, like, all those doubters. I can understand why those doubters were saying that, but when you look at what you've done so far, it's like you blew them out of the water, man. And I'm really stoked for you. From the very first time that I came here and I bought a lift to take the ski resort, the chairlifts up, and I went down those two runs. I did them over and over and over again, and I was just like, oh man, he can do it. He can really do it here. And I love the vision that you got for this, buddy. So the reward for you then is just like the riders coming out. The biggest, what are some of the biggest rewards for you? I mean, to come out here and to push through and to, you know, challenge those doubters. What are some of the biggest rewards for you?
First of all, it's good to have the good crew, and especially this year, and Rex, who is the general manager, and Jay is a supervisor of the trail, and Miss Kim right there, and who is in charge of the MTB launch. We are all like a family, and they work really hard. So they're gonna be another big reward. And the second of all, I think, believe it or not, every day I have a big reward and greatest reward, because at the end of the day, and I can see, obviously, the writers smiling after their writing. So they're going to be a reward and greatest reward as well.
Yeah, so I guess it's just watching it grow, right? I mean, it went from you by yourself to now you got like a staff,
right?
You got this lounge, you're just watching your baby grow. I guess that's a really big reward, and the riders, right? What are some of the suggestions or improvements that you're going to make in the immediate future?
Okay, that's really tough question.
It's okay. Yeah,
but the Korea, we have a number of different kinds of bike park. Not only Yongpyeong, we do have the Gochang and some of the bike park from different areas. But from the foreigners' point, and they are suspicious about, is there any bike park in Korea? Because they are so exposed by China and Japan. That's the true things. But now I can see the Korean riders' passion, and the market is growing. And if Yongpyeong MTB Park is part of kinds of bridge role, and I'm gonna definitely go for it. So please have their interest and their their eyes on this bike park growing year by year. So that is, I really want them to do.
Excellent. Okay, so now I've come to South Korea. I'm a tourist. I'm looking for some adventure. I know about Pyeongchang Olympics, so I put Pyeongchang Olympics. I see all these kinds of things that you can do here. You can go hiking, you can play golf, and then I see mountain biking. Okay, so I'm a beginner, kind of a beginner, and I come to the resort. What kind of facilities do you guys have here? Do you guys have rentals? Do you guys, like, just take me through the process for someone who first comes to Yongpyeong?
Okay, about contact on this bike park, and as you can see, www.yongpyeong.co.kr, you can get basically information, but also for further information, you can directly call me at my number, and we do have we cover pretty much different facilities like rental service and everything. But for the beginner, we do not charge any for a guiding part, but myself or some of the patrollers, and we guide them the couple of time, not only the main trail, and we do have some trail for beginners, and there are no products on the road. So just have them confidence and for safety. Then we can go another run for easiest way and trail on the main trail. So a couple of run to guide.
Wait a minute. So I can come here and I can get guided for free if I'm a beginner?
Yeah, sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What a service. You guys have rentals. You got helmet rentals. You got bike rentals. And I also saw that you guys have a little shop there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see the shop in the video, by the way. If you guys check out our video, you guys sell like gloves and helmets and sunglasses. What else do you guys have here that people can buy just in case they forget some gear?
We cover pretty much most of the bike components. And as you can see, and there are a few bike companies are working together. So if you have any questions or if you want anything gears, and you can easily get right here as well.
Okay, so you heard it here. If you need to talk to the man himself, he says give him a call. And if you don't want to call him, trust me, like I said, if you put a comment on Facebook or if you message him on Facebook, he will promptly answer you. So if you got any questions, the first time in South Korea, first time mountain biking in South Korea, first time coming to Yongpyeong Resort, give him a call, contact him. He'll let you know what's up and he'll show you around. This is awesome. A free guide. Can you believe that? That's ridiculous. Okay. Well, this has been awesome. I love talking to you. I love coming to visit you and I love coming to ride your mountains, which I'm going to do right after this interview. Beck, thank you so much for giving us your time. I know you're a busy guy. You got to go build trails. You got to go talk to people. But thank you so much for your time and helping us out and telling people about Yongpyeong Mountain Bike Resort. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will see you or talk to you soon at the next episode.
Thank you for choosing iGuide Korea. We hope you come back for memories you can take back with you. Think of high climbs and blue skies. Till then, we can't wait to see you. iGuide.